Imagine you had invented a new type of rifle that could be helpful to the U.S. military. How would you go about selling your device? This man simply took his rifle and ammunition and showed up at the White House. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Cargill, who for 150 years has been working side by side with farmers in the ag community. Learn more at CargillAg.com.
Quality products stand the test of time. Shoup Manufacturing has been providing replacement ag parts for the better part of 40 years, many of which we make ourselves. If you're looking for quality parts at a fair price, sold by someone who understands the machinery you rely on, call us at 1-844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup, keeping farms running since 1977.
It's another American Countryside adventure. We're heading to Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. This is an amazing trip with the perfect blend of agriculture and Brazilian sights. We'll tour farms in Mato Grosso, go to a JBS feedlot, and visit with ag leaders. We'll also see Rio with two nights at a beachfront hotel, take in the Brazilian Everglades, and be wowed by the Falls de Iguaçu. It's quite a trip at a great price. Call 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. In the summer of 1863, an inventor named Christopher Minor Spencer developed a rifle he believed would help the Union cause. He wanted President Lincoln to see how the device could help win the Civil War.
He was led to the president's office by a caretaker working in the White House with weapon and ammunition, and that didn't seem strange at the time.
Mark Whitlock is the director of the Illinois State Military Museum.
Due to President Lincoln's background in the military and his militia service in Illinois in the Black Hawk War, he was very comfortable around weapons. He was actually a pretty good shot. And the two men agreed to meet outside the White House the next day and test fire the Spencer rifle.
So on August 18th, 1863, Spencer and the president met in Potomac Park near today's Washington Monument.
They propped a pine board up against a tree. Christopher Spencer fired seven shots at the board to demonstrate the capability of the rifle and how it operated for the president. And then they turned the board over, and Abraham Lincoln, from a distance of 40 yards, fired seven consecutive shots into the board.
The demonstration produced an order for the rifle.
The Navy took the risk. They bought the weapon, used that in Navy service, and eventually the Army did buy that. And there were a good number of Spencer carbines that were used by our cavalry during the Civil War.
You can still see the board Lincoln used as a target.
One shot hit the bullseye. The remaining shots encircled the bullseye. They cut the portion of board off that President Lincoln shot, and he presented that to Christopher Spencer.
The Spencer family donated the board to the museum, a piece of history that sold the president on a new rifle to help win the war. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.